This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
And on this chilly morning, residents in one apartment building on the Upper West Side are once again dealing with no heat, no gas. They don't have hot water, but their landlord is in it. WCBS reporter Joe Avalar with the story.
A Manhattan landlord's charged with punching in the face the head of a tenants association. It's all over the lack of heat and cooking gas at 246 West 106th Street on the Upper West Side. Daniel Bernstein's head of the Broadside Tenants Association. He says they've had no heat in this cold, and some apartments have had no gas since May. Bernstein says the landlord, Mike Rose, needs to file some paperwork with Con Ed. But when Rose was approached by Bernstein and a New York One reporter, Rose first said he's tried to resolve the problem, then allegedly hit Bernstein in the face and threw New York One's camera to the ground. Police were called. Rose is charged with assault. Joe Avalar, WCBS News Radio 880.
A child fasting during Ramadan was forced to watch kids eat at a school in Brooklyn. That's according to a complaint, as we hear live now from WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
And Ilyas Ajami says it was upsetting.
I mostly felt sad because I have to sit there and watch people eat while I'm fasting.
The 9-year-old's mother, Zaman Masra, tells CBS 2 that her son was being punished by a school staff member.
She claimed that my son was laughing or mocking her in some way, which he wasn't.
The boy's father, Waleed, says nothing has been done about their complaint that was filed during Ramadan back in May.
We need some sort of correction to be made with the Department of Education and staff members so that this incident doesn't occur again.
The Council on Islamic American Rights has filed a civil claim seeking sensitivity training for staffers at the school and emotional distress damages for the family. In a statement, the Department of Education says they take any allegation of discrimination seriously and will review the complaint. And we are live in Bay Ridge. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor Bill de Blasio was asked about his choice for police commissioner as he hosted a town hall last night in Queens. This question came from a fourth grader who asked the mayor about the decision to take Dermot Shea to replace James O'Neill over Ben Tucker, the NYPD's highest-ranking African-American. The mayor responding, telling the crowd he believes that Shea is the best choice to lead the NYPD. The 9-year-old, though, had a follow-up, asking about why the MTA is never on time. De Blasio responded that the state runs the MTA and that Albany has committed funding to improving New York transit.
And the mayor told the crowd at Austin Martin High School in Jamaica that he has spoken to the family of the 14-year-old about his decision to name a community center for the victim of gang gunfire.
To tell them that we were going to do real things to support the youth of this community, and to tell them that this community center at Baisley Houses will be named the Amir Griffin Community Center.
And the mayor defended an incentive program aimed at New Yorkers with police records, saying gifts, including Mets tickets, are designed to reward those returning for court dates. That answer came in response to criticism that one had from one of Griffin's relatives.
The NYPD is offering a $10,000 reward for help in bringing Griffin's killers to justice. The money comes from a combined reward offered by Crime Stoppers and the NYPD. Griffin was shot and killed back in October at the Baisley Park Houses in South Jamaica, an apparent victim of random gang gunfire.
Bundle up again this morning. Here's Craig Allen.
It's true. It's not as windy as yesterday, but it is still quite cold out there. It's in the upper 20s. Feels like it's down in the upper teens to low 20s. The wind is not quite as strong either, but our high today of 45, while better than yesterday, is still off the pace, off the mark for this time of year. Mostly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Now, tonight stays between 35 and 40. 30 in the suburbs, and Friday is a little more like it. Highs close to 50. Clouds in the morning becoming mostly sunny for the afternoon, but there is colder air coming back. Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, only near 40. Sunday, increasing clouds, getting windy, and 40 to 45. So very chilly weather continuing. Right now in the city, it's 29. Humidity, 51%.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.